What's with you and dicks tonight?
From the heart of Broadway here in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, it's another episode of Podzilla 1985, Sunday Random Sunday, with me, your host, Shannon Young, and with me tonight, Jesse Kimball from Nerd Up, and everything else on the podcast, because you're just all over the place, and Lindsay Wolfgang from Blogzilla 1985. Gentlemen and ladies, good evening. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I wish you'd run that intro by me, though, because...
Oh. That's mean on so many levels to you.
Yeah, no, it's a joke about me.
Well, you know, we had the show all planned out today, and I had a top story. I want to talk about Comic-Con a little bit. I know we got that show on Tuesday, where we're going to be talking about it in depth, but I kind of wanted to go over a couple things. I honestly wasn't sure if you were going to be here or not, so I thought maybe I could sneak them through without you knowing, but you're here, so I can't. That's the story.
Who are you going to sneak through?
You.
Oh, me.
Because you and I were doing the show on Tuesday. I didn't want you to think I was doing a show about it today, because I'm not. It's just something I want to talk about. But turns out it didn't matter, because right before I came over here, I read the shocking news, which has the game world on in a little bit of a depression right now. And when did you hear about it?
Like maybe an hour before you came in.
Really? Well, if you haven't heard the news... Nintendo of Japan president, or I guess just the Nintendo president of Nintendo.
Yeah, president of Nintendo.
And I'm going to make sure I don't mispronounce his name, especially in death. I definitely don't want to do that. Satoru Iwata. God. I'm very ill right now. I just want to point that out.
I mean, I thought that you were, you know, just making sure that you were going to get the first name right, because I thought everybody had the last name. But then you had to come out and call him Iwati.
I've said Iwata 1,000 times and never gotten it wrong. And all of a sudden today, I get Iwata wrong. Satoru Iwata.
God. Satoru.
Yeah, we said we weren't going to do that voice, Jesse.
I didn't. That wasn't the racist voice. It was not the racist voice.
Well, we're laughing, but it's not funny. If he passed away, you said yesterday.
Well, according to the Wikipedia page, which, I mean, it's about as accurate as Wikipedia can be, he passed away July 11th, 2015, in Japan, which would imply July 10th for the U.S., depending on obviously what time of day, that kind of thing.
Which, the site I'm looking at also says July 11th, so yeah, it sounds like that's about right. Died from a bile duct growth, which he had been ill with for a while, from what I understand. It's part of the reason he missed E3, but I didn't see it coming. I don't think anyone sees death coming, obviously, but kind of changed the whole landscape of the show tonight, because...
And especially, like, Iwata wasn't that old.
55.
Yeah, he died at 55.
Yeah.
And from the looks of it, yeah, he did die yesterday, but Nintendo just released it 2 hours ago, is when Nintendo made the official announcement.
And then I found out about it because I checked Facebook, and Nate Smith had tagged me in a status about it. And then, of course, I saw it on the sidebar where you get your news feed and whatnot.
Right, like what's trending.
Yeah, and man, that's crazy. Because Iwata, along with Miyamoto and Fizume, are like the big three from Nintendo. They're like the faces of the company.
Iwata is Sakurai.
But he's not really a face of the company. Like right. when you see all the videos and stuff, it's usually Iwata, Fizume, and Miyamoto. And then Iwata also did the Nintendo Directs, so
right.
Well known from that. So yeah, man, Nintendo lost a titan today, and the gaming world lost a legend, honestly. And of course, let's get into this. Because anytime you have something happen and the public hears about it and they post about it, what's the first thing that people do? Insult.
I was about to say, yeah, there's some Some real negative people out there.
Some real assholes. Some fucking worthless scum. The first thing they said was that, oh good, now maybe Nintendo can do well now that he's gone and not dragging him down. Someone said he will be missed, and the person was like, why?
People are asses.
Because it was a human fucking being.
Yeah. Even if you're not a gamer, I mean, it was a human being that passed away. And it's frustrating. It's frustrating. We just talked about the Ghostbuster stuff a couple of days ago and how people are such jackasses about that. And then that even worse, a man dies. And instead of saying, wow, what a loss, people start saying, well, maybe now they'll get somebody better.
Yeah.
Because that's what matters in the grand scheme of things, is that Nintendo starts putting out some better games.
Yep.
I hope the sarcasm comes across. Cause
I mean, you can cut it with a knife. It's palpable.
I'm looking over my Facebook feed right now. I'm just seeing a lot of messages about it. Cody Wolfgang posted about it, which is your cousin. Josh Johnson, Stephen Taylor, Drew. Yeah, just everyone sharing their thoughts. And
but say, I mean, I imagine a majority of my news feed is Iwata, since I don't know that I'm subscribed to anybody that doesn't play video games. Like, if you don't play video games, you're probably not on my news feed. That's not completely true. I'm sure there are a couple of people, but in general, yeah.
Also seeing NBC News has covered it, which is pretty not entirely surprising, because it's not like Nintendo's not a huge company. But yeah, man, here's a picture of a ton of different Nintendo characters crying with a picture of Iwata right in the middle of it. It's really sad, man. Bumming me out, and add him to another long list of people that died this year.
Indeed.
Important people to the industries. Very important to the industry, and he will be missed. So in case you hadn't heard, we'll probably talk about this again on Tuesday when more information comes out. But and God, we just recorded Pen and Nerder. How long, Jesse? How long is it going to take?
Nerd.
I'm going to give you a month before I start like telling Lindsay to hit you every time you do it.
Well, you know how long it took me to say Shoe Carnival instead of GameStop when I answered the phone? A while.
Yeah.
We recorded Nerd Up earlier today, and of course, that was before any of this happened. So when you hear the show tomorrow and you don't hear us say a single thing about Iwata, it's not because we don't care. It's because it was before our time.
Right. Because I hope that people have gathered at this point that we don't record and immediately post. Like, we have a schedule.
Yeah. Some shows are posted the same day, like this one.
Yeah.
Tanner Thursday. But for the most part, yeah, we record these shows usually a day ahead of time or something to that
extent. That way we have time to, you know, edit, and we have time to get stuff out there. And if something goes horribly wrong, we have time. But, yeah, it's really unfortunate, because I know there are going to be some people that listen to it and is like, really?
Wow.
A nerd show that doesn't talk about Iwata?
You guys call yourself nerds and you don't care that the president of Nintendo passed away?
No. And plus, we made fun of Nintendo in the show a little bit.
But not Iwata.
It's true. We did not make fun of Iwata.
No. I mean, I loved Iwata. Everything I've seen of him, I mean, he just seemed like a really cool guy. And he's been there since, oh God, he's been president since, what, 2000, I think?
Yeah.
Been a long, long time. He saw him through their good days and their bad days, and he always stuck around. So a terrible loss for the gaming community. But yeah, Nintendo president Satoru Iwata passed away a couple days ago at age 55. So there's that.
Yep. Way to start the show on a downer, Shannon.
Do we have any happier news?
No. But we have other news. Let's get to that. We can sit here and talk about Nintendo and Iwata to death, but, you know, we'll save it for another show.
Yeah, I mean, there's really only...
The only thing we know right now is that he's dead and why he died.
Right.
So, yeah, we'll talk about it again.
We can pay our respects, and, like, anything beyond that is... Yeah.
All speculation right now.
Right.
But moving on to what was going to be the original topic of the night, we talked about it a little bit on Nerd Up. Nerd Up. The San Diego Comic-Con is wrapping up.
Yeah.
Or has wrapped up at this point.
Yeah, I think today was the last day.
Yeah.
And some pretty cool stuff came out of that. We don't want to get into it too much, but I know you saw a couple of the trailers that popped up on there. Right. We talked about it in depth, the Superman trailer, at least this morning on Nerd Up.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the other trailers that we saw? What did you think? Let me throw out the first one here. We talked about Star Wars. We talked about
Batman
vs. Superman. So if you want to hear our thoughts on those, you're going to have to listen to Nerd Up, which will be posted tomorrow.
I can't wait for Star Wars.
Lindsay can't wait for Star Wars.
I can't
either. That meek voice you heard mewing onto the microphone was Lindsay.
I want to watch Star Wars. Is it December yet?
Oh, if only.
I wish.
It's so fucking hot outside.
It's so warm.
It really is.
Yeah. I miss my coat. I look good in that coat.
Like my hoodie.
Yeah. It's the only time. Well, she wears hoodies all the time. She's wearing a fucking hoodie right now.
She's wearing one right now.
It's cold in here. You guys have the AC cranked.
I wouldn't say cranked.
It's certainly on.
It's certainly cool.
It does feel nice in here.
We're penguins over here. What about the, and I wrote down abbreviations to remind myself of what the movies were, and I don't remember what they are now. I apparently wrote down SS.
Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad. Thank you, guys. What did you watch the little trailer for that?
I have a tab open on my home PC to check it out, but no, I've not seen it yet.
I think, Lindsay, you're the only one that watched it.
About 3/4 of it and turned it off because the leak quality was, one, awful, and two, I got bored.
I do have trouble watching, like, the leaked stuff.
Because like, it was at a weird angle. It was far away. You couldn't make anybody's detailed faces out. And it really made me lose concentration.
Yeah, I started to watch the Deadpool trailer today like that, and I turned it off because...
I mean, it's kind of like the first teaser for Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah, when they recorded it off of a tin can, I believe.
And then they somehow rigged a lens inside of a tin can and then just threw it on there. Like, God, that looked awful.
But then they posted the actual video, like, the next day.
Yeah.
Because it would leak. So hopefully that'll happen now.
Well,
hopefully
with a lot of the Comic-Con trailers out afterwards anyways.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be pretty bad to show these trailers at Comic-Con and nowhere else.
Yeah, I mean, and that is something they normally do, because especially when they show it at Comic-Con, oft times it's not censored at all.
Yeah.
Because I heard that Daredevil...
Oh, yeah, from what I saw, I mean, I saw him banging,
Daredevil.
I heard...
Deadpool.
Yeah.
Yeah, from what I heard of Deadpool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a real rough trailer, and they'll probably release a censored version at some point in the
future. Oh, they'll have to. Like, there was a part where he just had a girl against the wall going to town on her.
Like, is that true?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And I want to, you know what, I want to talk about something else first, but let's talk about Deadpool for a second. I don't like Deadpool. I like him as a supporting character, but not as a main character.
I love Deadpool in teams.
Yes.
Like, I actually talked about that on last week's the Marvelous Jesse and Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Also available
on Podzilla 1985.
For your listening pleasure. Mm. I really like Deadpool in a team. He's great as a backup character. He's great as, like, the comic relief.
Yeah.
But when he's, like, the central character of the story, I don't like it.
I don't either. I find him to be so over the top that he's boring.
Yeah, I mean,
he's like Poochie. To me, you know?
A little bit. And honestly, like, he has really no weakness. Like, his regeneration is so insane that he can apparently, like, come back from a severed hand.
Yeah.
Like, if all that's left of his body.
Well, I mean, head in the movie.
You
head,
remember definitely. The eyes opening back up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, in comic canon, at one point, like, all that was left of his body was his hand. The rest of his body was destroyed. And he reformed his entire body from his hand.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And that he breaks
So he's like a lizard.
Except much different.
I don't think lizards regrow their entire body from just a hand.
I think you're thinking of a worm, where a worm can become two
Yes.
beings. You cut a worm in half, and now there are two worms.
Yeah.
That's gross. Mm. Look, I had a long day. I'm a little brain dead.
No one's judging you.
Yeah, they are.
We're shaking our heads yes right now. But yeah, I agree. He's too overpowered, and the fourth wall stuff is cute at first, but...
It can be done well
it
when
can.
It gets done throughout, but in general, like, it's not that great. Like, it happens so often
that
it becomes gimmicky as opposed to a neat part of Deadpool's character.
It's like a parody. You know, my problem with Deadpool is that it feels like he's a parody of superhero characters, but they present him as a legitimate hero, legitimate badass, when he's totally meant to be a parody, or at least that's what I thought. But he's not a parody. He has the parody characteristics, but he's a legitimate hero. I don't know. I just don't like him. I want to watch the movie because I like Ryan Reynolds.
I also like Ryan Reynolds.
And I think he's the best Deadpool that they could have.
Oh, yeah. Whenever I heard they cast him for X-Men Origins, I was like, oh, wow. That's
ideal casting.
It's ideal. That's fantastic.
The best casting since Patrick Stewart as Charles Xavier.
Mm-hmm. True story.
Mm-hmm. You know?
And when he was just Wade Wilson in that movie, he did great.
Yeah.
But as soon as, like, they turned him into, quote, Deadpool.
The Deadpool.
God damn.
I put the in front of it to separate him from the actual character. We're probably going to get a lot of hate for saying we don't like Deadpool. Because I know a lot of my friends are jerking off to this trailer right now.
That's probably true.
Shame on you.
I know a lot of people that kind of share my opinion, though. Like, as a standard character, or as a focus character, Yeah, he's not that great.
No.
He's way overhyped, overrated. He's all right.
Yeah. We'll see how it goes.
The movie, yeah. I think the movie
will piss
be
even
good,
more
though.
People off. I don't know shit about Deadpool.
Well, I don't either. The only thing I know about him is that he's the merc with a mouth. That's pretty much it, because I never read Deadpool. Only time I've read him is when he's on, like, X-Force or when he was with the X-Men. I've never read the Deadpool comic itself.
Yeah, the Deadpool comic itself is, like, super goofy. He did have one really good run with, like, the Deadpool Versus series that started with, like, Deadpool versus the Marvel Universe. Mm-hmm. And, like, it basically evolved to Deadpool Killustrated was amazing. And it was just Deadpool figured out that, because he was trying to kill himself since he can't die. So he's trying to figure out a way to kill himself. And he realizes that there are multiple universes. So he thinks that he needs to kill off all of the Marvel universes in order to actually kill himself. And then he finds out that all the characters are based on, like, classic literature. So he starts going through classic literature and killing characters that have Marvel characters based on them to try and, like, eliminate himself.
No, I think
my brain just exploded.
Yeah. It's important to remind the audience that this is the same character that exists in the same realm as the X-Men and the Avengers in this super serious world. You just said he's going through different books killing off literary characters.
Like, that was a whole separate storyline about Deadpool that was actually pretty good.
Was it like a what if type thing?
Sort of.
Because, like, I mean, they had one of my favorite series is they had out was like the Punisher kills, what was it? Punisher kills the Marvel Universe, something like that, where the Punisher literally kills every single superhero in the Marvel Universe. And I thought that was a great series, but it was a what if. It wasn't legitimate. You know?
I think that was along the same line of Deadpool. It's just they took it a step further with Deadpool.
They always do.
Yeah. Where he just figures that out. And then, like, once he figures out, like, he has to kill himself and all the different universes or something like that, and they conclude the whole series with the Deadpool versus Deadpool story arc.
Oh, is that when he died?
In that story arc, yeah. But that's completely separate from main canon. It's not in any of the actual universes.
I'm curious to see how much he breaks the fourth wall in the new movie.
I really hope it's extremely minimal.
I hope it's like a wink to the audience or something and not a full-on he's narrating to us as it happens type thing. Because, yeah, like, the Deadpool game, I thought was just ridiculous. Maybe that was the point of it, but I don't know. I'm too old to get Deadpool, I guess.
Well, in the video game, the problem was that it had, like, looped stuff. So it's just whenever you go to the menu, he's talking to you. Whenever you're just, like, walking around, like, not pursuing the objective, he's talking to you. And it's just he's constantly talking to you as a player. And that, I felt, was kind of unnecessary and over the top.
Like, remember when we used to play Marvel Heroes a lot, and we'd run across the Deadpool, God, and he never shut the fuck up?
Like, I loved playing as Deadpool in that game, but I had to turn the fucking voices all, like, I had to turn all the voices off in order to play as Deadpool, because he was annoying the shit out of me.
He literally never shut up, which I guess is the character. Stay true to the character. You're looking at me hatefully.
Because I have a
Gatorade mustache, Lindsay's telling me, so.
You do a little bit. It's attractive in red.
Yeah, well, red is the color of a leader. That's why I have a red microphone. Huh. You've got green, which is the color of slime.
What are you trying to say, Shannon?
Moving on. We'll stop talking about Deadpool and, wow, Deadpool. And I wanted to mention, I was wrong. Apparently, Ash vs. the Evil Dead was a Comic-Con trailer.
Aha.
But I already wrote it down, so let's talk about it. Okay. We showed that to you today.
You did.
Lindsay's seen it.
I liked it.
I'm super excited about it.
Me too.
As a horror movie fan, the original Evil Dead series is one of the classics. It's especially the first one was a testament to what you can do with a small budget, and you can make a great movie.
So gross.
Yeah, and there's still parts of that movie that gross me out. The pencil through the whatchamacallit. The not quite the foot, not quite the leg, right around this area.
The Achilles tendon.
Around the Achilles. Yeah, the tendon, something like that. The raping of a tree, or by a tree, I should say.
That was disturbing.
That was a really disturbing scene.
And it's been, I think Army of Darkness came out in like 93 or 94. So it's been about 20 years since The Evil Dead's been out. At least the original setup. Because they had the remake last year before last. Shit, maybe a couple years ago, actually, because I still worked at Shoe Carnival.
Yeah, that was a few years back.
Been a while. And it was good. It was really good.
It was really gory.
It was really gory.
I actually still haven't watched it all the way through.
We got it.
Yeah, you need to watch it because it's really fantastic. It was a great remake.
I watched it like this.
She did. She hit her eyes. Her and yeah. Katie, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Both of you hit your eyes in time.
Yeah, we were both curled up on the couch and watching through our fingers.
Yeah, because I remember when it was in theaters, Katie and I were going to go see it in theaters, but it just never ended up happening.
I saw it with Justin Mann, I think Bob, Justin Mann, and Melissa.
I was at work because I said I wasn't going.
Yes. That's true.
Because I remember, like, back at that time, there were only two people I knew that would watch horror movies with me. You and Katie.
And Bob. Since he didn't like you.
Yeah.
Don't worry, he's not listening to this. You can say whatever you want about him, too.
Oh, I don't have anything bad to say about Bob, but it definitely does not seem like he still likes me.
Oh, no, he likes you now.
Does he?
Oh, yeah. Huh. He likes you just fine. Well... Aside from Jesse, because the show's not about you, no matter how much you try to make it.
But you told me I was going to be a superstar.
It's about Bruce Campbell.
Who is awesome.
I love Bruce Campbell.
I love Bruce Campbell, too, and he was great in that trailer. It's so funny looking, and it's so gory. It looks exactly like what I wanted from The Evil Dead when it came back.
It's definitely leading more towards comedy horror.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what, like, basically the first movie was, like, really scary and creepy. The next two were both, like, hilarious, over-the-top, and great.
Over-the-top gore fest.
Yeah. And it was just, like, I don't remember the other two movies being scary at all.
They still grossed me out.
Yeah, they were gross, but there's definitely a difference between gross and scary.
Yeah, I just remember, laughing my ass off and then, like, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I remember that happening several times.
A lot of practical effects, Stephanie.
Who also doesn't listen to this show.
I don't know. I think she does now because she asked me something the other day about something I said on the show. And I thought, how the hell did she hear that? She doesn't listen to this. Hey, we got a lot of fans.
We do have a lot of fans.
Is the thing.
I like every time that we talk about how someone doesn't listen to the show, we find out they listen to the show, and they're like, hey, motherfucker.
Yeah, we say something insulting about them, and they get upset. Yeah.
Like and the then first they keep listening.
Like the first time we made fun of Nate.
Oh, man. When Nate finally listened to the show, oh, my God, I felt so bad. I'm like, oh, shit. I hope he doesn't listen to all the episodes.
Because he was several episodes behind, and it was like, I don't know, probably the seventh or eighth publication of the original Podzilla 1985. We were just, like, tearing him apart. And he mentioned that he listened to the first one and said it was good. Like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Please don't make it seven more episodes in.
Because then all of a sudden I saw the post on my wall, and I was like, oh, my God. I don't sound like that. Yeah, he got real upset. And you do sound like that.
You very much do.
I know he's listening.
He is.
Oh, so yeah, Ash vs. the Evil Dead. If you haven't seen it yet, go watch the trailer. It premieres on Halloween, woohoo! Which is awesome, except we'll be here doing Terrifying Tanner Thursday? When is Halloween?
Halloween's not a Thursday.
Uh-uh.
Damn, kind of wanted to do the whole haunted thing on Halloween, but whatever. We'll do it at some point.
Yeah, because I thought we were just going to do it on, like, the closest Thursday to Halloween was the plan.
Yeah, that's definitely the plan.
Well, I need to know in advance so I can request off if I'm tagging along.
I don't know if you want to tag along. It's going to be scary.
Ooh.
Super scurry.
Terrifying Tanner Thursday is not just a name.
Yeah, the 31st is actually on a Saturday this year.
So this will be on the 29th.
Yeah, 29th.
Yeah. All right, well, yeah, cool. So then we can watch Evil Dead, the premiere, except we can't because it's on Stars. Hello, BitTorrent.
Popcorn TV.
Popcorn TV, my old friend. We're going to talk more about the Comic-Con on Tuesday. We're going to have a special show for the Comic-Con. So we'll talk more about it then. We'll move on from that. That way we don't burn up all of our material tonight. I did want to talk a little bit about this. I don't know if you guys heard about this or if you care. But who here, by show of hands, has taken Newt? No.
we did this already.
We did that game already. Who has read to Kill a Mockingbird?
I me.
So, actually.
High school requirement.
Funny story about that high school requirement.
Uh-oh.
So I have never read To Kill a Mockingbird.
But you've seen the movie with Gregory Peck?
I have seen the movie.
Okay.
Have not read the book, and here's why. I was in three different high schools in high school. My first high school, it wasn't a requirement until my first two high schools. It was a requirement in your sophomore year. And then in my third high school, the one I'm graduating at, it was a requirement in the freshman year. So I did freshman year, like, was actually split between two schools that
so
both required sophomore year. And then sophomore year at Cape Central is where I went to high school. Yeah, they required freshman year. So I was like, I guess no To Kill a Mockingbird for me.
I feel like I have a copy of it because I'm almost positive our school got new copies of it after our class and we were told we could keep the copy if we wanted to.
Had a bit half your class went, who gives a shit?
Pretty much, yeah. That's about what it went down
to. But it's a great story.
It was a really good book. I mean, actually enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And I'm a hard sell on novels.
Yeah.
At least it was a short novel. Like, it wasn't a real beefy one.
Yeah. And the character, the main character from it, Atticus Finch, became almost like a paragon of virtue in the judicial system. I know a lot of people that have said they became lawyers because of the way he was portrayed, that he was, you know, such a stalwart for justice. And, you know, at a time of racial tension, he defended this black man who was accused of raping a white woman. And even though the guy got convicted, he still stood up for him, you know, in the face of all this. Well, the reason I mention this is because the author who wrote that, Harper Lee, she wrote apparently a book before that, and it's called Go Set a Watchman, which is, I believe, a quote from the Bible, I want to say.
I think so.
Yeah.
Because I heard about this recently, that they actually plan on, well, they did release that novel.
Yeah, released it. And it's actually, it was written before To Kill a Mockingbird, but it's set 20 years later. And in this new version, Atticus Finch is 72, and he's a complete racist now. I want to find some of these quotes from the book, because I couldn't believe this when I read this. A lot of people are upset. They want to know why someone ruined their, you know, their hero. And I sent this to Jesse so I could find it later, and I could click on it.
It was that New York Times link.
Yeah. So I'm clicking on that right now. And one of the quotes he asks his daughter, who the story's about, do you want Negroes by the carload in our schools and churches and theaters? Do you want them in our world? Wow.
Wow.
And there's more. I mean, I could read you quote after quote from this, but man, they changed them.
I was about to say, I read a little bit of that. I didn't think Atticus. Yeah, okay. People name their children. Oh, no. Was it supposed to be Atticus? Because I thought it was just a whole different character.
No, it's Atticus. It's the same guy, the same lawyer.
Oh, Atticus is a racist who once attended a Klan meeting. Okay, yeah. Who says things like, yeah, that quote that you mentioned.
So here's this iconic hero for civil rights, well, maybe not even civil rights, but at least for justice and equality. And now, in his later years, they've turned him into a man who holds negative views of, quote-unquote, the Negroes. And a lot of people are mad. They're saying, well, you took this great character and messed it up. But this woman, she wrote this before. I was reading about this. She actually wrote this before To Kill a Mockingbird. This was her first draft. This is what she wanted to make. And they didn't like it. They thought it was too much. They said they would rather talk about the flashbacks that happened in it. So that's when she wrote To Kill a Mockingbird, which talks about what happened in the past.
Right.
You know? I don't want to read the book. I understand it's not my character, and I have no one has any place to tell her how to write her characters, because they're her characters. She's the one that decides what happens to these people. But it seems like a too big of a change of pace to turn him into just a complete racist in 20 years.
Well, and, I mean, something it's also had to have happened in his storyline to
just
change
just the
it.
Racial tensions. I understand,
it's distinctly possible that something could have happened in her life, like between writing the two books. Like,
Harper Lee?
Yeah. Something like happened where like she once felt that way, like, you know, she maybe had been a little bit racist, and then suddenly she came to the realization that, like, wow, being racist is dumb, and then wrote To Kill a Mockingbird, maybe.
Apparently this book was never supposed to see the light of day.
Right. I do know that.
Yeah. And her publicist, I think, found it and decided to put it out with her blessing, but there's a huge controversy over it. Some people are saying that she is being coerced, because I think she's 87 now.
Yeah.
And in a home, and, you know, is barely lucid. And they're saying that she was bullied into releasing the story that she didn't want to release because it's so different from the novel that did come out. That's the only novel she's ever put out, was To Kill a Mockingbird.
She's actually 89.
89?
Yeah.
Yeah. So now you've got this book out that completely changes the characters that we all know and love, from a woman who possibly never wanted to see the light of day to begin with. And what's this going to do to, let's say, her career is pretty much over at this point.
Well, yeah, I mean.
But the heroic Atticus Finch, now a 72-year-old racist. Changes the way I looked at the character that I read when I was a kid, you know?
Yeah.
It's like kind of a racist time travel. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, we'll have to, because the book isn't actually out yet, right?
No, it's coming out.
Yeah, it comes out. So we'll have to see what happens. I mean, it might be completely
It'll be one of those things that he turns it around in the end.
Right.
Maybe he sees the error of his ways or something, you know? Because, I mean, it could flesh out the characters even better. Or it could be a disaster.
Yeah.
I mean, I won't know because I won't read it. Because I don't read. I don't. I find books to be boring usually.
I don't know. There are good books.
It's been a while since I've seen you actually pick up a book and read it. And even when that was the case, I don't know if you ever finished it.
I don't finish a lot of things. Normally when I read online. Like I like to read news articles. I like to read, you know.
Reviews.
Yeah, I like to read about the world. I don't necessarily like to read fiction. Yeah, so I like biographies, you know.
I like books on tape. Especially, like, you know, I drive to Jackson, to and from Jackson every morning.
Yeah.
And afternoon. Books on tape are a great way to pass time in the car.
I think Hunter Hendricks kind of did that, too, until the podcast. Now he just listens to us every morning.
Right.
Shout out to Hunter. Like, he needs another fucking shout out. God damn. We kiss his ass every show.
Hey, I mean...
Well, not in a negative way. No, I'm not saying I don't enjoy it. I love his ass. It's... So firm.
Why do you know that?
Let's move on. I knew the Harper Lee story was going to be a hard sell, depending on who was on the show tonight. So I'm like, all right, how do I make an interesting conversation out of To Kill a Mockingbird?
And it worked out.
Yeah.
Moving on.
No, it worked out. Hey, Donald Trump's in the news again.
Surprise, surprise.
Fuck Donald Trump. Fuck Donald. Well, exactly. Fuck Donald Trump. So why is he winning in the Republican nomination?
Because people are stupid.
Okay. The primary elections haven't even started.
That's true.
This is all just preliminary poll information.
He has plenty of time to fuck up more.
Oh, yeah. And I am sure that the whole calling Mexicans rapists and liars and thieves won't be his last fuck up.
No. Yeah. That was tasty. Which, sorry. Gatorade break. If it is his only fuck up, what's really scary is that there's a chance that he might win the nomination in spite of what he said. That there are enough racists in America that support an idiot like Donald Trump that he'll win the Republican nomination. And then is that good or bad?
I mean, honestly, like, I can't see
I'm sure the
America
Democrats
as a
would
whole.
Love it.
Yeah, because I feel like that race will end with a Democratic candidate becoming president.
Maybe.
I don't see anybody on the Democratic side that's worse than Donald Trump.
Well, it depends on who you listen to. If you listen to Fox News, Hillary Clinton is the goddamn devil.
I don't like Hillary Clinton. I don't. I would take her over Donald Trump any day of the week.
I would take Atticus Finch over Donald Trump. Old racist Atticus. Yeah, Donald Trump is ridiculous. He is the epitome of the sleazy businessman. He's the guy that thinks he can get into office because he has a lot of money.
Ross Perot.
Well, Ross Perot at least had some... Dude was an idiot, but he had some good plans. And he was well-spoken. He shot himself in the foot, absolutely. But up until then, he was very much a contender as an independent, which is crazy. The fact that Donald Trump is doing so well in spite of what a moron he is really makes me scared for the United States of America. There are enough races out there who hate Obama, not because he's black. Keep that in mind. But they hate him enough and they support Donald Trump and his hateful racist speeches. Because yep. That's how many people hate Mexicans, I guess.
Well, I mean, he did lose. He lost so much money out of that, and I'm really happy about that.
Me too. But don't worry. He said he still got plenty. He's such an arrogant dick.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, this
like,
is the
I
guy you want
this
as president?
Hit.
Oh, my God.
Because I wonder if people are thinking that he will use part of his fortune to help clear out some of the national debt. what kind of fool would believe that? You got me.
It can't be that they think he's going to do well because he is rich. And maybe he'll, you know, help, like you said, pull us out of it. Maybe not using his own money, but using his intelligence and skills to create more wealth for the United States. Because if you wanted that, you would have just voted for Romney. Mitt Romney, I didn't like 100%, but he's a million times better than Donald Trump. And he was also a millionaire. And he was also a smart businessman. A smart businessman that didn't say things like all
Mexicans are
rapists and drug dealers.
Yeah.
You know? I'm shocked and disgusted.
Yeah, like I said, it's all preliminary stuff, and honestly, like, it may not even be true. A lot of times the preliminary stuff is nowhere near, like, even close to indicative of what's actually going to happen on election day.
He's beaten Jeb Bush.
Yeah.
You would never, if you asked me 2 years ago, 3 years ago, you would never hear me pulling for Jeb Bush, or any Bush for that matter. But Jeb Bush is so much better
and
for the Republican nomination than Donald Trump.
That's a lot of the problem, is that it's Jeb Bush.
It's a guy named Jeb.
Got too much history behind him.
Honestly,
too much country in the name.
His first name is nowhere near as bad as his last one.
just because everybody looks at George W. Bush and they see an idiot, they see a fool,
No, not everybody. I still get updates. I still get pictures on my Facebook all the time of people posting about Miss Bush yet. No, I don't.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
The entertainment.
He was comedic gold. And so will Trump. Trump would be gold if he became president. You know what he would also be? The worst president we've ever had. And I'm talking about James Polk.
you're including him in a list of James Polk.
I have no idea if James Polk was a good president or not. It's the first name that popped into my
head. Nobody knows anything about James Polk.
Speaking of presidents and things popping into their head. No. What? Not touching it. It was a John F. Kennedy joke. And I'm not touching it.
Sorry, I was actually looking. I know there's a list of, like, worst president ratings.
And Obama's number one, right? Because he's from Kenya.
Barack Hussein Obama.
Yeah, when you're thinking about voting for or when you support Donald Trump, remember this is a guy that called out President Obama and said he wasn't from America, demanded that he saw to see his birth certificate to prove he's an American. Donald Trump is a racist. He's a bigot. He's an asshole. And if you're supporting him, that's what you're supporting. You're the same kind of people that want to fly that heritage flag and buy your Dukes of Hazzard on DVD.
So on the bright side, Obama is actually number 15 on the list. He's top half.
Who's top five?
I don't know.
You're on the page.
You're on the list.
It's one of those stupid, like, you've got to
scroll
through bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm kind of curious to see who their number one worst president of all time is.
The first one, number 10, is actually a tie between G.W. and Richard Nixon.
Oh, Tricky Dick.
Tricky Dick.
Get you some of them Tricky Dick fun bucks.
Yeah. Then there was Herbert Hoover.
Oh, the Hoove?
No, God damn it. Fucking... I hate websites like this. Yeah. Pop up all this shit. Number 8, William Henry Harrison.
Oh, yeah. Dude was a dick. I have no idea.
Number 7, Ulysses S. Grant. I'm actually kind of surprised to see that one.
Well, wasn't he Confederate?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Who am I thinking? No, he was
the Union general.
Who am I thinking of? Was that Stonewall Jackson? No. The fuck am I thinking of?
You're thinking of Robert E. Lee was the big Confederate general, but he wasn't ever any sort of presidential candidate.
Are you
sure? For obvious reasons.
Think about it.
He wasn't even a presidential candidate in like the Confederate States.
I was gonna draw it out into a joke, but I really don't even feel like doing that anymore. So just move on.
John Tyler was next, number 6.
Of course.
Number 5, Millard Fillmore.
One of those guys you forgot who was even president.
A lot of these people you probably have forgotten are presidents.
We're the mediocre presidents.
Then Franklin Pierce. Andrew Johnson was number 3. Number 2, Warren G. Harding. And number 1, the worst president of all time.
According to who?
According to U.S. News.
Hmm.
I don't know where they got all, like, where they pulled the data or anything. But anyway, the number 1 worst president of all time, James Buchanan.
Wow. I honestly expect to see a couple of more modern names on that.
And apparently, a lot of people dislike him because he refused to challenge either the spread of slavery or the growing block of states that became the Confederacy.
Guess who's going to shoot right up that list, number 1, if he becomes president? The Donald.
DT?
Yeah. What a fucking asshole. I can't wait. I'm going to be covering. You have my word, Podzilla 1985 listeners, all 8 of you, that I will be following the Donald Trump saga as it unfolds, and I'll give you weekly updates, because this dude is going straight to the top of jackassery. He is the president of douchebaggedness. And if you vote for him, just stay home that day.
He's not going to give you his money.
Just stay home
like
that
at
day.
All.
Play Call of Duty. Smoke a bowl.
Oh, here's actually a full list without me having to click through bullshit.
Oh, very good.
I'll just do the top 5.
Sure. Wait, didn't you just do the top 5?
No, I did the worst.
Oh, you're talking about the best now?
Yeah, this is the best.
Oh, yeah, hit me.
Number 5, Thomas Jefferson.
Of course.
Number 4, George Washington.
Thomas Jefferson loved his slaves.
He did.
Literally.
George Washington loved this country.
How is he not number 1?
I don't know, but he's number 4.
It better be Bill Clinton.
Number 3, Abraham Lincoln.
How is Lincoln? I got to hear who number 1. I have a feeling it's Roosevelt or Truman. I have a feeling.
Truman?
Yeah.
Who would put Truman on a number 1 list?
Republicans.
I don't. Anyway, you were partially right, actually. Number 2 is a good old Teddy Roosevelt. And then number one, Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
FDR. That's
got to be a great boon to their family to have in the top 10, first and second. They got it locked down.
And then the
what the fuck happened to the rest of the Roosevelts?
And then the rest of the list is the bottom five anyway is actually slightly different, with a GW at fifth from the worst. Franklin Pierce, Warren G. Harding, James Buchanan, and it actually put Andrew Johnson as the worst president.
Where's Bill Clinton in that list?
Bill Clinton.
Because Slick Willie, that's my guy.
Slick Willie. He's actually number 13. He's ahead of Barack Obama.
Now, Barack Obama has done so much in his presidency.
And actually, James K. Polk is number 12 on the list.
So not the worst president of all time, from what I understand.
You just pulled a random name.
Yeah, I did.
Harry Truman isn't the top 10, I just saw. He's number 9.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Barack Obama has done more in his presidency than most presidents would ever dream of. Whether you agree with him or not, that man got a lot done. He killed bin Laden. He passed the Affordable Health Care Act, or Obamacare, however you want to call it. Gay marriage legalized. I mean, this dude has made some changes.
Yeah, I mean, like, for better or for worse, like, that's one thing you cannot argue with. He definitely kept to the whole moniker, or the whole idea that he was there for change. Like, he was going to make changes.
So, can't fault the man for it. He lived up to his promises. That's something you can say about most politicians.
And honestly, one of the big things that, like, you don't hear a whole lot about is his big campaign for net neutrality.
Yeah.
Like, he has been hard supporting, hard on support for keeping the internet open.
I think President Obama, you know, for all this, man, if it wasn't for that fucking NSA thing, that's what soured me on Obama. That's what really, he's accomplished so much, but the NSA thing, that really bugged me.
Well, plus I know Obamacare bugged you a little bit.
Still bugs me a lot.
Because now you have insurance.
Well, I had. Haven't paid it. So now I don't have insurance. Now I just pay the fucking penalty. Fuck you, Obama.
The penalty just gets worse every year you don't do it.
Yeah, but I'm really hoping that once Obama leaves office, they'll find a way to repeal it.
And then it won't be as big of an issue.
Yeah, who knows if they will or not.
You should have it available. It shouldn't be forced upon you.
Yeah, right. If only we were doing this podcast years ago when that went through.
Yeah, because I don't know. That idea just never really made sense to me. It's like, well, people are going bankrupt because they can't afford to go to the hospital. So instead of fixing how expensive it is to go to a fucking hospital, let's make everybody have insurance.
And have to pay for it.
Right.
And the kicker for that is it's built on the idea that everyone gets health insurance. It's affordable to everybody. No one's going to have to suffer without it. Except for the people that choose not to have it because they still don't have it. So you're not forcing people to have it. You're just forcing them to pay the government when they choose not to have it. Right. So now they're making a ton of money off of the people that decide they don't want it for whatever reason. How is that fair?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same right, like, in what realm of reality does it make sense that for me spending two nights in a hospital, getting a few scans and having some blood work done, I racked up $14,000 in fees?
Yeah.
Like, in what realm of reality is two nights anywhere worth 14 grand? I didn't have any kind of surgery. I didn't have any sort of, like, advanced stuff done. I had medicine and blood work.
The ambulance ride that my mom took from Mound City to the hospital in Cape Girardeau was, I believe, $4,000 to $7,000.
So dumb.
What gas are they using? They're literally using the blood of dinosaurs to power their fucking car.
Yeah. And,
oh my God.
I mean, even if you, like, once you get into, like, the big stuff, like surgery and all of that other kind of stuff, like the super invasive surgeries.
Yeah.
Like, the amounts are astronomical.
That's what terrifies me. It's like, without insurance, all it takes is for one thing to go wrong in your life, and you are financially ruined forever.
Right.
One thing.
Because, like, my grandpa, you remember that whole, like, deal that he was going through where he ended up, like, he was having heart problems because of tooth infection.
Oh, yeah.
The infection got into his bloodstream and almost killed him.
Yeah.
He ended up having to have, like, a new stem, like a heart valve, I guess, put in, and all this other surgery and all this other stuff that was done. Just the one surgery of putting in the new heart valve, just that was $750,000.
That does not include, like, the 3 weeks he was supposed to spend in the hospital.
Right.
All the medication they had to give him, all the other, like, before and after surgeries. Like, I can't, he didn't tell me what his total bill was, but it had to have, it was definitely, without a doubt in my mind, in the multiple millions.
And how are you supposed to pay that?
He had really good insurance.
Yeah, how is the average person, let's say you don't have insurance, and something like that happens, I mean, you're fucked.
You really are.
They can't deny you service. That's one good thing. They can't say, oh, you can't afford it, we won't give it to you. They can't deny you care. But you'll be paying for it for the rest of your life.
They can deny you care if it's not life-threatening.
Well, I mean, I can't go in there and say, hey, my girlfriend needs titty implants. I don't have the insurance.
Well, no, I mean, even if like you're, even if you're a little bit sick.
That doesn't pay for those.
If you're a little bit sick and
Lindsay, I'm not saying you need titty implants. Good God. They're big. As they are. Jesse, what were you saying? She's staring at me.
She's very upset.
She's always upset.
And now she's on her tablet. No, the shit, I don't even remember what I was saying.
Hospital prices suck.
Right, yeah, I remember it was something along those lines, but I had a point I was making, but then you had to bring up Lindsay's boobs and
yeah, they're just
oh yeah, the if it's not a life threatening ailment and you don't have insurance and stuff like that, they can turn you away.
Canada sounds better and better.
Man, I want to move to Canada so bad.
Yeah.
It's always cold up there.
Oh, let's go to Alaska. I know it's still in the United States, but I'll be happier in Alaska.
I'd be happier
in Canada.
You don't
know that.
I'd be happier anywhere else.
What? Like, have you ever heard of, there's this food that Canadians enjoy.
It's called pizza.
No, but it's almost as good as pizza. I don't, shit, what is it called? It's very popular, like, very Canadian dish. And it's effectively, if I remember right, like French fries and gravy with some other stuff.
It does not sound appealing to me.
Oh, it sounds great.
We'll have to try it sometime. Speaking of food, you just gave me my idea for a segue. What are you doing? Oh, there's a bug on my mind. Yeah, these... You know what, nature, Mother Nature, you're the motherfucker of the week. Because we have found so many bugs in our house, in our bed, in the store, and they're driving me mad. Speaking of driving me mad and food, you fucked up my segue, Lindsay.
I'm sorry.
Motherfucker. I wanted to talk about Ariana Grande. Do you know who Ariana Grande is?
Nope.
I do.
She's a little pop singer who's maybe had a couple of hits, and she's one of those girls that I don't want to say she thinks she's better than everybody else because I don't know her. I just don't like seeing her. Well, she was in a donut shop, and they were playing a game of, like, lick the donuts while they were on the display. And it was like truth or dare or something stupid. She's a kid. That's what kids do. And they got in trouble for it. Well, there's video of it out. Also in the video, they bring out these like jumbo donuts. And she looks at them. And I'm paraphrasing, but she basically says, that's America. That's why I hate America. Basically saying fat people make her sick. Well, yeah, it was on tape. So now she's come out saying she's disappointed with herself. She's so embarrassed. She feels terrible. No, I legitimately believe she is sorry that she got caught.
Yeah,
you know
that last part. She's yeah. not sorry that she did it. She is sorry that she got caught. By the way, speaking of fat Americans real quick. So in Canada.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that dish is called, I looked it up, it's Putin is apparently what it's called.
It's called what?
P-O-U-T-I-N-E.
Let's call it Poutin. Because when I think of Putin, I think of Vladimir Putin.
I also
and
think
then I think about Alexander Rusev. And then I think about Asa.
Shout out to Asa. Yeah, this dish is made with French fries and cheese curds. Topped with a light brown gravy-like sauce.
Nope. Maybe.
And bacon.
Yeah, well, Louis will like it.
Louis will love it. I think bacon is optional.
Bacon's never an option.
No. Bacon is mandatory.
It's a requirement.
Yeah, you pass that to Shannon.
Yeah, let me take a look at that bad boy.
Cheese curds look like eggs.
While I'm looking at this, tell me what you think about celebrities and the dumbass things they say and their half-ass apologies when they get caught.
I'd
have to try it. It looks odd.
It does look odd, but I definitely want to try it.
But the point is, I don't like Ariana Grande. I don't like pop stars. I don't like celebrities, generally.
I don't either. I'm actually trying to think of, like, what was the song that got really popular that she was...
I have no idea. Well, I don't listen to a lot of radio, and when I do, it's usually stuck on 99.3.
Shout out to Hunter.
And that's not just a shout out to Hunter and Kirby and Hurricane Audra and Audrey or whatever. I just like 99.3. They play the hits. Fuck. So... I'm just giving them endorsements for free.
Yeah, they charge us for those.
Yeah, that's what I hear. But yeah. The half-ass apology she came out with, it upsets me. It's people don't really take responsibility for the things they do. They only take responsibility if they're caught. And that upsets me too. I feel like, me personally, I take responsibility for things before I get caught. I will admit that I make mistakes and say, you know, hey, this is what I did, and I'm going to try to get better. I don't wait for someone to catch me and they'll go, oops, you busted me. I'm really sorry.
I'm really sorry that you caught me.
I'm really sorry that you caught me. She's not going to change her views. People don't change, Jesse. And if they do, they usually don't change for the better. Look at Mac.
Talking about Big Mac.
He got sauce on his shirt.
He was literally carrying around a bag of
chimichangas.
Chimichangas.
Why would you not want to do that forever? Get you a Tommy Bahama shirt? So Ariana Grande, piece of garbage. Speaking of pieces of garbage, last thing that I had wanted to talk about in depth. Lindsay, finally a topic you can talk about because you know cartoon movies and things. Minions, the spinoff from Despicable Me, which is, I don't care what anyone says, I don't like that movie. Didn't like it.
The first one was okay. I still haven't watched the second one.
I heard the second one was better than the first one.
That's what I hear too.
I heard the second one was terrible.
Really?
Yeah.
My friends like it. Ariel. Well,
your friends also went to go see Cars 2 in theater.
Look, we're not going to go there.
Fuck that fucking movie.
It's a kid's movie.
It was bad.
It's very much a kid's movie. Like, if you got it, like, my nephew, my 3-4-year-old nephew, will argue with you all day that Cars is the greatest thing to ever happen to mankind.
The first Cars was good.
And then
the second one was not.
And I'm sitting over here as an adult, as we're watching the film, going, why do the cars have couches?
See, I can let that go.
What is the fucking point of having a couch in a world where everything weighs tons?
See, it makes me think of the classic Futurama episode.
Which one?
The one where Dwight and Qbert take over Planet Express for their newspaper delivery service.
Oh, yeah.
And Qbert asks Leela to put flames on the ship. And she asks, why? He said, because they'll make them go faster. And what's your reasoning that? Because I'm 12.
If the people that were making the film were 12, I could buy that. But these are grown adults marketing this to the kids. You think the kids care if there's a couch in the fucking scene?
It adds to the, what's the word I'm looking for?
The ambiance.
It's supposed to be there's no humans in that world at all, so they're kind of being replaced in that sense.
Sort of helps them put the kid into the story. Like it helps them with the Jesus Christ.
It lets them identify with the car.
I guess.
But they're cars. Why do they have a couch?
Again, my nephew.
God damn it. Get that little bastard in here. Let's talk to him. Jesse, I'm so sorry. I did not mean to call him a woman.
I mean, he is, but I've never met the father. Either way.
Has he?
No.
Oh.
No, yeah, she got pregnant in Colorado and then ended up moving down here. I have no idea.
So don't worry, she's not going to listen to the show either.
No, Allie will not listen to the show. If she does, Allie, I'm sorry, I love you and Javen. Yes, that's my nephew's name. It's Javen. Yeah, he's half black.
Isn't he?
What of it?
Isn't he the guy we had to talk to in PT?
But yeah, he, like all the Cars movies, the Cars TV shows, he has approximately 75% of his toy collection is cars. Like it's
he loves Mater.
He does he no.
Does he
Lightning McQueen?
Lightning McQueen. Lightning
does he like
McQueen.
Minions?
I have no idea.
Because this movie has opened up box office prediction, I think said $115 million over the weekend domestically. And it is the second biggest animated opening in history behind Shrek the Third, which was awful.
This is DreamWorks, right?
I don't know. You'd have to ask Stephanie on this
one. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Despicable Me is DreamWorks.
DreamWorks, that's all I can say about you.
Because
they're
the same ones that did the fucking Penguins of Madagascar.
Well, you know what Minions...
I like the Penguins.
They looked at Minions, and they see dollar signs.
Oh, that's because... that's exactly what it is.
This thing is licensed out the ass. There is Minions everything right now. If you walk into Toys R Us, first thing you
see is a giant Minions
display.
I ordered a goddamn package from Amazon.
And they have Minions on their packaging now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a thing that was announced like 2 weeks ago, that all of their packaging was Minions.
So that's all this thing is a license to print money. The reviews have been lukewarm at best. They say it's soulless. Well, of course it's soulless. And people keep buying into these fucking animated films that all follow the exact same formula of a little bit of a drama, some quirky characters, some dancing, some goofiness. Everyone's happy in the end, and then the credits roll, and they do a little dance to some stupid-ass song by fucking Owl City. Because every fucking movie is Owl City, I swear to God. They're like the Linkin Park of kids' movies.
For Wreck-It Ralph, it worked.
Oh.
It did. I like Wreck-It Ralph.
I like Wreck-It Ralph, too, but, man, these movies are so similar. Every time one of these new animated movies, and this is why Stephanie gets mad at me. This is why she was poking at me this morning on Pen and Nerd, or, God damn it, on Nerd Up. It's because I do this all the time. But these animated movies are driving me crazy.
No, I get sick of a lot of it, and I have an animation degree. I mean, they don't spend the time on story, especially DreamWorks. They're all about the money. They're just cranking it out, and they haven't been doing well.
They all follow the exact same formula. Nothing changes.
It's actually Universal Studios.
Well, DreamWorks still
sucks. No, the animation department that does it, though. Universal's overall, but I'm pretty sure it's DreamWorks.
Oh, we have a debate.
We can keep... No, it's not a debate. I'm honestly... I just saw Universal, and I didn't know that they... I didn't know the Universal
And I'm pretty sure DreamWorks is Universal's animation. It's been a long time. I'm a Disney person. I don't follow the
Disney's
rest of them.
Disney's just as guilty about it anymore.
Well, the production
company
but
they at least take their time. The Good Dinosaur was supposed to come out last year, and they've
Well, Stephanie would argue about that and point out the problems with Frozen.
Well, they've also announced the sequel for Frozen isn't going to be coming out till like 2017, so they're taking their time with it, too.
And I think it'll be... I like the first Frozen.
I did, too.
I did.
I don't know that it needs a sequel, but...
Well, nothing needs a sequel. They just, I mean,
yeah, it's
short of Star Wars.
It is Universal Pictures and Illumination Entertainment.
Okay. Otherwise, I still don't like DreamWorks. Fuck you, DreamWorks.
I mean, are you sure DreamWorks has nothing to do with it? I could have sworn I saw it, too. Now I'm curious.
There was one movie that I liked. I'm pretty sure it was DreamWorks.
Well, How to Tame Your Dragon is an exception.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
I love all their 2D stuff back from like the 90s, but as soon as they said, traditional animation's done, it's all computer, I'm like, yeah, fuck you.
Because they had, what was the one with like the holiday characters?
Oh,
that was DreamWorks, wasn't it?
Yeah, Rise of the Guardians.
Yeah.
It got way hyped. It wasn't bad. I don't think it was all that great, which I know I'll get some slack from a few people, but eh.
Some slack?
Some slack. Flack.
Flack, slack, whatever.
Same thing. No,
I did enjoy that one. I ended up seeing it twice. I think the second time I saw it, I went with Katie because she was taking her niece. And I don't know if you've met Katie's niece.
No.
Or any of Katie's sisters.
No.
They all look very similar.
Are they all blonde and skinny?
Yes.
There you go.
And they're all approximately the same height. It's just the real difference is some of them are a little, they've got a little bit more weight. They're still skinny, but
they're
not
minions.
Like...
I was
about to say, what does this have to do with the topic at hand?
Animation.
Rise of Guardians. I saw it the second time. It was fun.
I don't know why you had to describe what her niece looked like to get that point across.
No, the point of that story was that when I went, everybody thought that her niece was the daughter of Katie and I.
I'm sorry.
Because her niece looks exactly like her, and I happen to be with her.
Well, I don't think that story is as good as when Katie and Bob were at the insectarium sale or whatever you call it. I don't know. But
they're buying bugs.
The guy saw Bob and saw Katie and asked her if she was waiting for her father.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Yeah,
I would much rather... Yeah, that's... that's unfortunate.
That's embarrassing. That's embarrassing.
I bet that made Bob feel like shit.
Oh, yeah. That's like when I was a kid, I went to the dentist, and they're in there working on my teeth, and they saw my mom out in there, and they asked me if she was my grandma. I was like, no, that's my mom. They're like, oh, well, you gotta love them no matter how old they are. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
That's just messed up.
Bunch of motherfuckers. Well, my point is that Minions is going to do a monster business. It knocked Jurassic Park out of number one spot. Jurassic World fell to number two. Minions is going to make $1 billion. And for fuck's sake, why?
Because people are stupid.
I'm too old for it. We're just too old for it. Like you said, we're too old for it.
This is not a movie at us.
But then again, My Little Pony was not directed toward Nate. And he sure as shit adopted it, as did many other full-grown men and women.
I like My Little Pony.
You're still a girl, at least.
I also watched it back in the 1980s originally.
Nate wasn't even born.
That's true.
He's made us very well aware that he was born in the late 90s.
And loves My Little Pony.
Loves My Little Pony. And has a unibrow.
Oh, God. One show I'd like to get through without talking about fucking Nate.
Not going to happen.
We didn't talk about Nate at all at Nerd Up.
Yeah, we did.
Did we?
Yeah, we made some mention of it because Stephanie... No, maybe.
Yeah, we talked about it afterward. Before.
Yeah, it was not during the filming. Well, all right. Well, let's end on a positive note instead of Minions. I read X-Men 92, and it's fantastic.
Shit,
and by read, he meant he bought.
Yeah, I bought. So you can borrow it if you want, but I know you want your own copy.
I do. What time does Hastings close?
10, I think.
Oh, shit. I'm not going to make it.
Well, it's Sunday.
Yeah. I don't know if it's 9 or 10. But point is, yeah, you need to get it. It's
really
good.
Yeah, they close at 10, so I'm not going to make it. I'll get it tomorrow.
I recommend it. There's a big, heavy focus on Jubilee, which I'm a fan of.
I know you are.
It's awesome. It says it picks up right after the animated show, but I don't think that's true because they're talking about Civil War and Battle World immediately, and I have no idea what either of those things are.
Well,
I know what Civil War is, but not Battlefield. That Battle World.
Battle World is like basically when the two universes collided for Secret Wars. Battle World is the remnants that were able to be pieced together to make, like, you know, that basically to try and save as many people as they can. I think it was like Dr. Doom and Dr. Strange. I'm still working through that.
Yeah, they refer to Doom very positively in this.
Yeah, Doom is sort of the god of that dimension.
What are you doing, Lindsay?
I don't know.
You're sitting there messing with the microphone cords.
She literally has become a cat.
She's that bored with the conversation. I always ask her, why do you want to be on these shows? Well, I just want to be there and talk.
Hey, she did have a lot of...
Because whenever I do write something, it takes you 2 weeks to edit it.
What does that have to do with the question? What is wrong with you people?
I want to go to bed.
Oh, my God.
I also want to go to bed.
Fine. Last bit of news. New York Post says that Jon Stewart made wrestling more popular than ever. Jon Stewart, or New York Post, you're an idiot. Your whole publication. Do your fucking research. That is such a stupid statement. You know, we'll talk about that on Pro Wrestling Unscripted this weekend with Hunter and Zach.
As about to say, because I really have no input there.
No, Hunter, who will stay awake for shows and not play with cords. Zach, who I can't make that promise about.
You also cannot promise that he will talk into the microphone.
Sorry that I'm an ill-informed person who loses attention easily.
That's fine.
It was nice to have her around for the, like when we talked about Minions.
Yeah.
She had a lot of input there.
And she's a woman. I mean... No, not going to do it. Not going to make those jokes.
We lost like one-fourth
of
our
viewership.
It's
okay. I gave you your one person? Comedic gold for the beginning.
I had two.
Lindsay, yeah, I don't mean to insult you. It's all good fun. We love you.
Go play with your little sound clip that you laughed oh so much at.
Yeah, for those of you who heard the thing in the beginning, that was Lindsay. So she provided that nugget of gold.
Are you actually going to put that on the intro?
Oh,
you know he's going to. He did it before.
Yeah,
but the last time he did it, it was you talking about your like
my tablet, my DS. I know.
So that I can't get mad at her for not paying attention. And on this show, she plays with cords and swats at gnats.
I'm sorry. The bug crawling on your microphone is bothering me.
And on that note, good night, everybody. Bye, Felicia. There.
Who's Felicia?
It's a Friday joke that white people have taken now and started using on the internet.
All I think is Night Stalkers when you say Felicia.
I'll show you Felicia from Friday. She ain't Felicia from Night Stalkers, that's for sure. Hey, you doing Nerd Up tomorrow, right?
It'll be published tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah. Posted.
Posted.
Published. Same thing.
It'll be on the site tomorrow.
There you go. Nerd Up tomorrow, Comic-Con on Tuesday. And then are we going to get another marvelous Chris and Jesse? I always want to say Chris and Jesse. Marvelous Jesse and Chris on Wednesday?
Yeah, it should be the plan.
Talking about X-Men 92?
That might be in there.
I hope so.
Again, for those of you listening, keep an eye on Facebook. Chris and I are going to be posting on there asking for questions. You know, if there's anything you want answered comic book related, anything you've always wondered but didn't really want to research or was too complicated, let us know. We'll see if we can get it out there as best we can.
And then Thursday, we're talking about Pokemon
conspiracy
theories.
Oh, I'm really excited.
On Scanner Thursday.
Are you going to have Jesse on that show?
I hope so.
I mean, he's got some great input there.
Yeah, and hope Asa will be on there too, Tanner. And hell, I might just let you guys do it. I might stay home. You really don't need me there because I know nothing about Pokemon conspiracy theories.
You can have you and Lindsay will share a microphone.
Or you could just have Lindsay.
Oh.
I don't even need to be there for it. Look, Tanner's going to kick me out eventually anyway when he starts hosting his own goddamn shows.
I'm going
to
warn you. I'm probably going to be really, really out of it that day, though, because that's my inventory of mourning.
You were really, really out of it tonight.
Yeah, and I worked today.
Yeah, but Pokemon, I feel like, would snap you right back in because like it's Pokemon.
Like a Slim Maybe. Gym.
Snap into a Slim
snap
Gym.
Snap into it.
Can we go get dinner?
And then Friday, what's happening Friday?
Friday is that's Nothing. Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
Break, no, that's Saturday.
No, that's break
Saturday.
Day.
Oh. We might try that first episode of that show I'm working right. on. We'll give you some more details about that. Plus, we want to talk to you about the Extra Life charity that we're working with here at Gaming Grounds and through Podzilla. We'll post that on the Facebook. We'll talk about that on a future show. Until then, listeners, have a good night. Hope you had a great weekend. Back to work tomorrow. Except for me, I'm going to call in because I don't feel well.
And have a nice day.
Have a nice day.
And
have a nice day.